San Luis Obispo's Progressive Talk.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Uncommon violence among the fans after the soccer match in Port Said, Egypt, along the Mediterranean coast. Fans flooded across the field seconds after Al Masry upset Al Ahly 3-1, and there was fighting. The worst sports-related violence in decades. Some people had bats, some had knives, others threw rocks and bottles and lit fireworks. Reporter Edward Uranian.
Fans started pouring out onto the field. Some were chasing the rival teams back to their locker rooms, and it really got to be very ugly. It got to the point where there was a lot of violence, people throwing things at each other, and the Egyptian health ministry has been raising the body count in terms of how many people have died. They're saying there are hundreds of people that are injured as well.
Up to 73 are dead so far. Soon after that riot, a game in Cairo Stadium was called off, and the fans there set fire to the stadium. American Airlines is meeting with its unions today. Bankruptcy means shrinkage. And the company plan is to cut labor costs by 20%. It could mean 15,000 jobs eliminated. And retirees like David Wilhelm have reason to worry about their pensions.
Our whole retirements will be in jeopardy right now. And I wish the company and the union would both admit it.
The bankruptcy judge has to rule up or down on the plan that results from Americans' talks with its unions. State of Indiana is changing the rule. No more closed union shops. The governor says he'll sign it. And the author of the bill, Republican State Senator Carl Yoder, says it's about jobs.
We're already hearing about it. I mean, we had two cases yesterday of businesses who, one who's definitely going to expand in Indiana now instead of leaving the state, and another who's at least considering the state that said they never would have if we hadn't went to right to work. So it's already happening.
Unions responded with another rally in Indianapolis, saying a workforce is weaker without its unions. More Afghan troops have been turning their weapons on Americans in Afghanistan.
There has been an increase in attacks over the past year.
The Defense Department's David Sedney testifying before Congress today. A Pentagon spokesman calls it a disconcerting issue that has the attention of the military leadership in Afghanistan and at the Pentagon. But he insists the vast majority of operations involving Afghan and NATO troops go off without a hitch. Still, lawmakers want the U.S. military to do more to screen Afghan security forces. Insider attacks have killed 70 coalition troops and wounded more than 100. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Taliban prisoners, according to a leaked report, are confident their brethren will return to power as soon as foreign troops leave the country. British General Carsten Jacobson.
Quite a few of them are obviously hardliners and hardcore Talibans, and they're expressing their opinions about how the campaign is going. The realities on the battlefield, as we have seen it in 2011, are quite different.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 125 points, Nasdaq's gained 37, oil down to 97.64 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
With the cost of food at the grocery store right through the roof, how do you feed the family well?
I'm Heather Bosch. At the grocery store, single mom Mishai Sibley is armed with information, like how to buy cheap but still nutritious frozen vegetables.
Frozen tends to be less expensive than fresh.
And how to bake her own chicken.
As opposed to getting it pre-cut, pre-this, and you're paying $10 extra just for a couple of minutes of extra work.
Sibley took a class from the nonprofit Cooking Matters. The group's new survey shows most low-income Americans are cooking meals at home. They want to eat healthfully, but find the price can be a challenge. Heather Bosch, CBS News, New York.
A man in a Barack Obama mask robbed a McDonald's in Riviera Beach, Florida. He held employees at gunpoint, ushered everyone into the back office, and left with the money in a cloth bag. Only about $1,000, but he did get away. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
It's after work. You look at your iPhone and discover an urgent request. You could drive back to the office to log onto your computer, but who wants to do that? With the new Go to My PC app for the iPhone, you could take care of that last-minute request from anywhere. Use the Go to My PC app by Citrix to access your work computer to work on any program or file. It's like having your computer in your pocket. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are gonna be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
We're halfway through the halfway mark on this Wednesday. You're with Bill Beck, your talk is cheap. I'm back in my chair, and it's still warm.
And now, here's Bill Bittica.
Explain that. Can I say something from the bottom of my heart? I mean this sincerely. I got a call from Richard in Morbay first thing today when I got here. And actually, I've been here a little bit. But here, that's not the point. The point is Richard calls, and he says, I just want to make sure they hadn't let you go again. Okay. Which is because I wasn't here yesterday. And I apologize. We had a VA with the VA thing. So anyway, that was very nice, Richard. Thanks. And we'll talk about more. There's more things going on than meets your eyeballs. And we'll find out some about Calcoast News and everything else. Now, I got other news, too, I want to share, but I'll get to that here in a bit. I want to first, I'm going to do a joke, okay? This was sent to me, and I thought it was funny. And but here it's in the first person, so let's just go with it, okay? This is a first person. It's a first person female, so which makes it a little harder for me. But I don't want to talk like this. A cup of tea. One day my grandma was out, and my grandpa was in charge of me. I was maybe 2.5 years old, and someone had given me a little tea set as a gift. It was one of my favorite toys. Grandpa was in the living room engrossed in the evening news when I brought him a little cup of tea, which, of course, was just water. After several cups of tea and lots of praise for such yummy tea, my grandma came home. My grandpa made her wait in the living room to watch me bring him a cup of tea because it was just the cutest thing in the whole wide world, he said. Oh, grandma waited, and sure enough, here I came down the hall with a cup of tea for grandpa, and she watched him drink it up. Then she said, as only grandma would know, did it ever occur to you that the only place that she can reach to get water is the toilet?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Hey, all you Jaw the Lovers out there in Radio Land.
Yes?
It's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers Agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's do today. Our highlight in history, according to the Tribune today, is on February 1st, 1862, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a poem by Julia Ward Howe, was published in the Atlantic Monthly. In 1790, the U.S. Supreme Court convened for the first time in New York. However, since only three of the six justices were present, the court recessed until the next day. And they're not all here. In 1861, Texas voted to leave the Union at a secession convention in Austin. In 1962, the Ken Kesey novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was published by Viking Press, and what a great movie with Jack Nicholson. 1982, Late Night with David Letterman premiered on NBC. In 1991, 34 people were killed when an arriving U.S. air jetliner crashed atop a commuter plane on a runway at LAX. In 2003, the space shuttle Columbia broke up during reentry, killing all seven of its crew members. 10 years ago, President George W. Bush responded to the collapse of Enron by proposing regulation reforms of 401k retirement plans. Our birthday is today. Gospel singer George Beverly Shea is 103. Is that how you say a number? 103. Singer Don Everly is 75. Opera singer Carol Nybitt, or something like that, is 66. Princess Stephanie of Monaco is 47. Lisa Marie Presley is 44. Comedian Pauly Shore is 44. Actor Michael C. Hall is 41. Rapper Big Bowl, whatever that is, he's 32. And TV personality Lori Conrad. I don't know these people. Lauren Conrad is 26. But I do know somebody. I want to say happy birthday today, okay? Special happy birthday. And this is to Tessa Ann, who I'm not sure how this works. It's Nancy's cousin's daughter. Megan is the name of the mom, and Stefan is the name of the dad. And we want to say happy birthday to Tessa Ann, who was born yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slow Town and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please. Now, we have an interesting story here that I want to share, and that is the fact that Don Cornelius was found dead, apparently shot himself in the head, and Gladys Knight pays tribute to the iconic figure of the 70s show Soul Train.
Ago, I was so honored to know him and to know how hard he fought for us to have a face and a name, and it was during a time when that was just almost unheard of. So you got to give Don the credit. And last time I saw him, he was pretty sick, you know, and he had lost a lot of weight, but he still had that thing about him, you know. And I said, Don, we keeping on. He said, keep on, you know. So here we are. And to do it at that time was amazing. It reminded me when I was on Ted Mack in the 50s. You know, we come through so many things, or how Dr. King tried to come through and tell everybody we should love each other. Everybody should have an opportunity. The president is saying that today. Everybody should have an opportunity to succeed. So Don was one of those people who helped to make that happen. And I'm grateful that I passed this way with him, that I walked that journey with him and watched all the things that he did and what he had to go through to do it.
We'll be right back.
MFSB. And the 3 Degrees with the Sound of Philadelphia, the theme song to Soldier. Yeah, we got other things. We got news to do. We got to talk about some more news that's going on right now.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Well, let me tell you what the top story is today, really, right here in California, and that is a leak in the steam generator tube at the San Onofre nuclear power plant in Southern California. Yesterday poses no danger, plant officials say. That's how they always say that. Think Fukushima. As an investigation continues today into the cause and scope of the leak, a spokesman for Southern California Edison Company said the incident was minor to the point where it wouldn't even qualify as the least severe infraction as defined by the NRC. Plant's number 3 unit was shut down about 5:30 p.m. as a precaution, but no risk was posed to workers, said the spokesman, and no evacuations occurred. Customer service will not be affected, and we'll hope everything's okay for the people that are working there. I'd say everything's fine. Other news today, other things going on. You may have heard back that the Templeton child molester, San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's deputies took a Templeton man found guilty of sex crimes against children into custody at French Hospital Medical Center, and this was shortly before 5 p.m. on Monday. Donald Baker remains in custody at the hospital. Baker suffers from lung cancer and has spread to his brain. Earlier on Monday, San Luis Obispo Superior Court Judge Barry LaBarbera issued an arrest warrant for Baker, who had failed to appear at a sentencing hearing. During several prior sentencing hearings, the attorney had requested the court delay incarceration while Baker was treated for cancer. I think we did that one, didn't we? There's the issue of this man going to prison, and we pay for his hospital bills, or he, we don't know if he has insurance, we assume he pays for his hospital bills. Okay, here's a weird. A ranger shot a man on Sunday with a stun gun who was walking his lap dogs off-leash in a federal park after he tried to walk away, causing witnesses to claim the action was excessive. Gary Hesterberg was walking his dogs off-leash on Sunday at Rancho Corral de Tierra, an area that had long been an off-leash dog park. In December, the park was incorporated in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which has seemed to have a lot of problems lately, which requires leashes. Hesterberg, who was not carrying identification, allegedly gave a false name to the ranger who failed to tell him why he was being questioned. The unidentified ranger asked Hesterberg to remain at the scene. After the ranger shot Hesterberg in the back, she called sheriff's deputies who arrested Hesterberg for walking his dog without a leash and giving false information. Fellow dog walker Michelle Babcock said the use of a stun gun, the arrest seemed excessive for someone walking small dogs without a leash. It was really scary, she said. He just tried to walk away. She never gave him a reason. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, the world's gone there. What's going on? There's another story here I want to share. Oh, college officials. Oh, this is wonderful. But this we've talked about, the reason for these things. A prestigious Southern California college admitted Monday that a resigned official inflated SAT entrance scores for the past 6 years to publications like U.S. News and World Report that use the numbers to rank colleges and universities. Claremont McKenna College, a liberal arts institution, announced scores for critical reading and math were inflated 10 to 20 points each year. Entrance exam results are used to rank colleges and are influential with students and parents. By enhancing the SAT totals, the school enjoyed a high national ranking and was able to attract more and educationally superior applicants. The college officials have already alerted the publishers of college rankings of the inaccuracies and hired the law firm to investigate. So that's what happened with that story. Now, there's other things going on. You realize that I can only do this as fast as the computer will allow me to do it, which is embarrassing, but there we go. Okay, now here's good luck on this one, but here we go. Let me share this story with you. This is Uncovered San Luis Obispo, and here's this story. The KCOY Underground is asking viewers to boycott KCOY News in February as part of an attempt to force the station back to local broadcasting and make a change in ownership. In early January, KCOY laid off meteorologist Jim Byrne, and 12 others. Many news staffers were replaced with the company's Salinas News team, which now covers both Salinas and the Central Coast. The Cal's California Media Company eliminated the local sports, and while the morning news is still live from Santa Maria, the evening news is anchored in Salinas. To let KION, the company's Salinas station, know how much we don't like the new format, boycott KCOY in February to hurt their ratings, KCOY Underground tweeted on January 17th. I'm not sure exactly who it is. In December, Paul Doogie, president of Cowles California Media, sent an email to employees and Betsy Cowles, chairman of Cowles California Media and Cowles Company, saying there would be profound changes in the industry and those unwilling to make changes could be left behind. And or we'll just leave some behind and then we'll make the changes anyway. You know, whether they might have been very willing to, you know, change too. Anyway, in Spokane, Washington, the Cowles family dominates the media, owning the Spokesman Review for the area's local-owned newspaper and a Spokane television station. Reporters who have worked for the Cowles family have lamented for years that the family rewrites articles before they go to print in order to promote their other business endeavors. For years, the Spokane Review reported on the construction of a parking garage that was being added to a local mall. Stories about the parking garage construction project were primarily positive in the late 90s, but in 2006, a wall collapsed, killing a woman. Investigations showed that the concrete had not been properly inspected and was of poor quality. The alleged illicit inspection process was not included in Cowles news stories. Anyway, so the case, so the same boycott case here. Now, just to add a little aside to this, it has worked before. Public outcry has worked in the past with two local people, King Harris and John Lindsay from PG&E, and they were fired and then brought back. So it's not to say it can't happen. This doesn't happen very often, and I dare say it probably won't happen this time.
CowCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Your news station right here, KYNS, with Bill Beneke and Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network. It's 23 minutes after 12, 23 after 12. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're supposed to continue to be a little bit warmer tomorrow, the next day. It's looking good. It's going to be really the pits in Indianapolis, but nobody cares, an indoor arena. Now, this is fine. My wife and I have this thing. It's mainly because of my personal hatred for cold. And so I think that all arenas should be indoor arenas, and that way the playing field is fair. But she says it doesn't matter. The playing field is the same for both teams when it's snowy. They should play in the snow. She's tough. Now you know what I'm going through. She has snow trucked in. It makes me play in it. Okay. But, you know, I have to tell you, this is really weird. I don't know why, and this is before I got into radio. Let me make sure I'm right about that. It was before I got into radio. I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was in the early 70s, so we had Soul Train came on, and Don Cornelius and all that, and I enjoyed Soul Train. It was kind of more cool than American Bandstand at the time. Anyway, but here's the point. So they came out with a song, and I eventually had to get hold, I think it was Channel 9, I had to get hold of them, and then to get hold of the producers of the television show. I mean, you can't imagine what I went through just to find out what the name of the song was, and was it released anywhere. And so at that time, it didn't have a name. It wasn't called The Sound of Philadelphia. It was just the theme song. But they did mention to me, they didn't say anything about MFSB, but they mentioned that the group that does the singing in it, which is very little singing, by the way, they just sing Soul Train, was the Three Degrees. So I said, well, are you ever going to release that thing? And I said, well, we might. You know. So I should have somehow got involved. Anyhow, I didn't. But here's the thing. So then they eventually did, and they had an album of their greatest hit, which was TSOP and a bunch of other junk. We're sorry that Don Cornelius decided to say goodbye. Things going on. Other things happen in our world, our mad, mad world. Now, one of the things that you say, Bill, have you missed something here? No, I haven't. I just don't understand. I don't understand exactly what's going on. But as of this moment, as far as I know, Police Chief in Paso is still being the police chief. And so that's what we're getting. Lisa Solomon is that, and Jim App is still running the city. So that's a little curious. Now, here's an interesting thing. Let me read a letter to you. And here's what's significant about this letter, in my opinion. This is the Tribune, you know, they left something out in this. They kind of missed the boat. I got it. All right, you know, let's kind of deal with these things. All right, here's the deal right here. This is a in today's opinion pages. So here was a letter from Gary Nemeth, says Paso run to the ground. The city, Paso Robles City Council has gotten us into a mess by following City Manager Jim Abbott voting in his recommendation cuts in programs and services. Council number one priority is to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of its citizens if/when there is a vote of no confidence. And Paso Robles Chief of Police, it did not develop overnight. The entire council was warned about this over the last two election cycles, but those chose to ignore warnings. A vote of no confidence would extend to App and the entire city council that the public safety employees have nowhere to turn. Trust and confidence are earned by listening to the concerns of the employees and the citizens they work for. So they mentioned that Gary Nemeth was a former Paso Robles City Councilman, which he was, and he ran for mayor in 2008, 2010, and he finished behind Dwayne Pacano. But the thing that makes this more significant, in my opinion, is that he was a San Luis Obispo police officer until he retired. So he's talking from a cop standpoint. From a political standpoint, too, I suppose, but from a cop standpoint. That's all. That's it. That's it. That's what I'm telling you. And they got big snakes in the Everglades. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about it now. This is really weird. I'm serious. This is like the Everglades are really concerned. They have so many snakes that people have released into the wild in Florida. You know, they get them and then they get big and everything. And, you know, like they said, here's one right here. The National Park Service says 1,825 Burmese pythons have been caught in and around the Florida Everglades since 2000, one of the largest, over 16 feet long and weighing 156 pounds. And you can see why, when it was maybe half that weight and half that length, somebody said, this is no longer really a pet. And I think it's more of a threat than a pet. So anyway, people, well, here's what these guys are eating their way through the Everglades. Every mammal that's there is getting chowed down on by these guys. And so they're figuring what they're going to do. They're not sure what they're going to do. So they said, here, this is really weird. So here's how they end this thing. If the snakes can't be eradicated, they have to be controlled. Soon, wearing shoes, belts, jackets, suitcases, and hat bands made from Burmese python skin may not be a fashion statement, but be a civic duty. Whatever. But what a strange tale. What a strange story that is. All right. That's just one of the strange stories in the world. Let me think of some of the stories we didn't get to. They'll come to me. I'll tell you. We'll get to that thing. All right. Other thing going on. They have a headline in the Tribune today. As officers, questions around the officer's death in Santa Maria, and it's what they have found out is sources say the girl that he was suspected of having sex with was in the Santa Maria's Police Explorer program, and present at the DUI checkpoint. Corva Rubius and others at the scene were alerted of an investigation. The whole thing is kind of weird. You have to admit, it's a little bit weird. The whole thing's kind of weird. Was she a police explorer? Well, exploring they did go. And then here's another headline. I'm not sure, you know, what's going on. Slow wasn't very wet in January. We know that. They're having springtime and stuff back east. I mean, it's like all over the place. It's just weird. You know what I'm saying? Ask on the phone to say hello to somebody today. Hello? 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 Nuts. All right, let me see if this is going to work. I might have to have you call me back, because I don't know if it's going to go. Hello?
Hello?
There we go. There we go.
Hey, Billy boy.
Hello.
Hey, a couple of things. First off, anybody who's interested, go to a website called toptiergas.com. Now, what it is that the manufacturers of vehicles asked gas companies a long time ago to make gas specifically for their engines to make them more efficient and run better and last longer and the whole bit. And some companies did, but the companies are different in different areas. And you go to that, check out your kind of car, and it'll tell you what gas to use for it, and it says that they can get up to 60 miles more per tank fill than you normally would get.
Now, wait, but where do you get this gas? Where's this magic gas at?
It's all kinds of dealerships. I mean, not dealerships. Yeah, dealerships. There's all kinds of different, you know, it might be Mobil, it might be Shell, it might be whatever. It might be Costco gas. I don't know. But different gas companies said that they would do it but they're doing it for specific models and stuff, so that's their type of gas. And it just says to go to that website, and you can find out in your area for your vehicle what type of gas would it be to buy.
All right.
Okay. Then the second thing.
What if they tell me I got to buy premium or something? What if they tell me I got to buy premium or something?
Well, no. All manufacturers will tell you right off the bat. There are a few vehicles that right off the bat they have to have premium gasoline, or they're supposed to have premium gasoline. And I'm sure that you know you can always go up. In other words, if your car starts to ping or just the performance isn't right or whatever, you can always go up to premium gasoline, but you can't go backwards because your car gets used to it and it just can't run on regular gas. But when you were talking about police chief in Paso Robles, Paso Robles is officially saying that she is not under investigation as far as they are concerned.
Well, I saw on the news, I saw, I think it was, interesting enough, I think it was on KCOI News, I was watching that thing. I think they said that the reporter from San Luis Obispo could not uncover any lawsuits that had been filed at this time. Of course, in the courthouse, but, you know, I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means anything, because what we've learned through listening to Karen Vealey, that, you know, getting stuff out of the courthouse is really tough. So I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it would certainly seem that somebody would rear their head and say, okay, we're going to be involved in this lawsuit with this police officer, a group of police officers or something, and nothing's been said there. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, the Karen, from what I understood, what Karen Mealy said is that that the county or, you know, whatever was investigating her, but not particularly the city, because, like you said, Mr. Aff would have to be the one that would, you know, initiate, and for some particular reason, he has no desire whatsoever to investigate her.
Why is that?
I have no idea, but like she said, as a lot of people have said in the past, there is a double standard. There's a double standard if you're part of the government or not and you get popped for something, you know, how they treat it, oh, that's just the way things go. Whereas if you do it private life, hey, you're an idiot, should go to jail for the rest of your life. And it's the same way when it comes to the police department stuff, you know. You've seen it, I've seen it. Judges are treated different ways than the general public, which I've always felt they should be treated harsher than the general public because they know and they see it every day what damages things can do, you know, actions. But this, with her, she should have been gone, as far as I'm concerned, with her loss of her unregistered gun that she left in her unlocked car that was returned to her, you know, and then she says, yes, it was stolen. So she should have been fired then, but she hasn't been, and actually, everybody keeps acting like it's no big deal, no matter what she does.
The proverbial fried eggs will hit the fan sooner or later.
Well, you would hope so, and you would think if it was a man that would probably, I mean, first off, if there was any question. You saw what happened to the guy that was the chief of police in the Tascadero.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the coin, you see what's happening with her. So this double standard is ridiculously strong, and I think that something has to be done about it. But whether it's going to be done or not, that that's a whole different story.
Well, these people, you know, these officers and police employees, they came to Karen Vealey. They finally got to the point. They said, okay, we give up. You know, after that 2 years, they said, we're just so tired of what's going on here. So they went to Karen Vealey and Ramos before he passed away and said, okay, here's what's going on. And said they were willing to, you know, give their names and all of that. That's why they had the names in the story. Prior to that, they weren't, but they said it had been going on for a couple of years.
Yeah, right. And you figure if it's one or maybe even two employees, that maybe it's just somebody that got ticked because they were passed over for whatever, you know. I mean, there are, in any halfway large organization, there's a lot of that backstabbing type of stuff. But when it ends up being five different employees and they're all saying basically the same thing and the retribution, if you say anything, and the whole bit, I mean, it's crazy, but like I said, there was no actions taken over the fact that she had a handgun that was stolen and stuff. Of course, there were no actions taken to the other chief of police that had a handgun stolen either. So, you know, I mean, I think that these are the people that are supposed to be telling us what is what. And it seems that they're above the law instead of being a part of it.
Well said, sir. Well, I thank you for your call today, and I appreciate it. Let me give people this thing again. TopTierGas.com. TopTierGas.com. And you can look up and see what kind of gas your car is supposed to be using.
Yeah, check it out and see if you can find out if there's, you know, the gas that should be running in your car around. And it's kind of one of those things that I just heard about it the other day, and it's one of those things that I guess it's out there, been out there for years, but nobody's really talking about it.
Well, that's interesting, and you can imagine how surprised they'll be if I find that I'm supposed to be burning diesel.
Or you're not supposed to be pressing the gas and the brake at the same time, Bill.
I'm that age. It's required. It's required. After as soon as you start to collect Social Security, you have to push both at the same time. All right, Mikey, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Bill.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, Jer, what you doing? Oh, I'm trying to decide what to get my sweetheart for Valentine's Day.
Well, how about candy?
Too fattening.
Flowers?
She's allergic.
Diamond earring.
Well, I'm not that sweet on her.
I know. Sweetheart Bingo Winterfest at Shumash Casino Resort.
Great idea.
Sweetheart Bingo Winterfest is a great way to celebrate. It's on Sunday, 2 days before Valentine's Day. Buy-ins start at just $80, and there's $75,000 in prizes. There's even live music and a special sweetheart's dinner for just $7.50.
Perfect. And I'll put her bingo card inside a Valentine's card, and we'll have a Valentine's celebration to remember.
Now you're talking.
And after bingo, we can do something really romantic.
Like what?
Blackjack.
Don't miss our exciting Sweetheart Bingo Winterfest on Sunday, February 12th. There's over $75,000 in prizes, plus live jazz music, and a special Sweetheart's dinner for just $7.50.
Bring your sweetheart to Sweetheart Bingo Winterfest.
Only at Shumash Casino Resort.
Oh, give me free.
Oh,
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking where the tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients, and they're worth a call. 543-9047, 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
They can do the job for you, Coastal Computers. It's a true story, too, of the tail doesn't wag the dog. You know, for years and years and years, and even today, there's people that supposedly are computer geniuses, and they basically have a program, and they say, okay, we're going to somehow squishy your business into this program. Okay, it just disrupts everything. And instead of saying, okay, well, let me see what you're doing now, and then how can we make this work? I was telling you, call on Coastal Computers. You're Bill. Talk is cheap. This is your new station, KYNS. And I want you to know what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Market, because that's big news right there, because they got some great things going on and great food, and we got the Super Bowl coming up, and you're saying to yourself, Billy, what am I going to have? Well, here they have they got beer, wine, liquor, the whole thing. Here's Sylvester. I don't know what these wines are. These are like $2 check, but they're $3.99. They're $4. Sylvester Select Wine. And then here's some vodka and stuff. And beer, St. Pauli Girl, a non-alcoholic beer, is $5.99. So if, you know, on the wagon, never quite understood whether you're on the wagon or off the wagon, why they came to be. But if you're on the wagon, then you want to get some of that. And if you're off the wagon, you can just get some of this Firestone Double Barrel or Pale Ale. I like Pale Ale myself. Anyway, they have other great things like Farm Fresh Produce. You can get local fresh cilantro, too, for a bone. You can get marinated artichoke hearts for $1.99. Here's some large veggie trays for just $8.99 each, so you get the big old trays. 2.5 pounds of vegetables. Boy, that's a lot. Oh, God. That's more vegetables than I ate last month. Anyhow, they have eight. Now, listen to this for the Super Bowl. Now, it says to make sure you call ahead and get your stuff organized before the game. You got to get them this weekend or something. But here's the thing right here. Eight-piece fried chicken. It's just $4.99 for the bucket. How swell is that? All right. Fresh salsa, $1.99, either in Roja or Verde, red or green. And they have supersized sandwiches for $6.99, super subs. And I got all the other things. Boneless tri-tips, $2.99 a pound if you want to do that. I cooked a Spencer steak just the other day myself, and it was a Monday, and it was awful. It was very, very good. I barbecued it. And you also get, and so one of the things you want to get when you're there is smoke and barrel chips, because they come from wine barrels, and they come with different flavors. You know, the wine was in there, and you can pick your flavor, and it'll enhance your it's oak, so it's going to taste oaky, and there's a little bit of wine to it, so it's kind of cool. All right, that's just part of what's going on. And slow roasted coffee, you got to get that, because you got to have good coffee. So if you want good coffee in the morning, you know, then you have slow roast, because it's the best. All right, everything's going on at Spencer's Fresh Markets for your Super Bowl Sunday in San Luis Obispo, Morbay, Atascadero, or Grandy, and San Juan. It's happening. Happy and neat. Super Bowl Sunday. $3.5 million for a spot? Pretty good. Pretty good if you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Pretty darn good if you can get it. Okay. Yeah, apparently they can, so that's a open right there. All right, other things are going on in our world. Other things are happening. You know what we didn't get to that happened over the weekend? I believe it was over the weekend. Maybe it was Monday, and we found out about Tuesday. Maybe it was yesterday we found out about it. It was something. Anyway, no, I think it was over the weekend. A woman gave birth to a child. Well, some I'm going to say it's a baby. A toddler. She gave birth to a toddler that weighed 13 pounds. 13 pounds something ounces. Of course, after 11, 12 pounds, you don't even worry about the ounces anymore. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and she did it naturally. She gave birth naturally, you know, no surgeries of any kind or any help. And the labor probably wasn't that bad because the child crawled out. But anyway, that was real. 13 pounds. Wow. She already had one. It was 11 something. That's why. Well, I mean, never mind. Okay, your punchline goes here. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Why are the Roman numerals the same for the Super Bowl? And I have to admit, they're archaic. Well, they're Roman, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? All right, so they're saying, you know, a lot of football fans don't know anything about Roman numerals. And I think those of us that are my generation and older, we had to learn Roman numerals. Not they didn't beat it to death with it, but we had to learn them, and we had a test that said you knew what X and L and V and all that was, and where the things should go before, or after, and all that. So anyway, but they're saying that these days they don't even teach, you know, basic math, let alone Roman numerals. So what's the point? And then so that they say it's going the way of cursive writing, which a lot of schools are dropping right now. They're saying, okay, we don't need it. The kids don't care about it because everybody's on a computer, and if you want cursive writing, you can just do it on your computer. But okay, there. Now this was another strange story. We got strange stories in the news today. I'm telling you the truth. Well, here, this is cute right here. Representative Ed Trimmer of Topeka, Kansas, has a bill in going through the thing there that says that it would designate the Cairn Terrier the official dog of the state, which also has an official tree and grass. Brenda Moore of Augusta, who works with the South Central Kansas Kennel Club, says the breed was chosen because of its role in the movie The Wizard of Oz. Well, why not? You know what I mean? If you're going to have a dog, pick that little guy. Probably the most known dog there is. On the phone and say hello to somebody, Dave. Hello.
Yo, Mr. Bell.
Hi, Gary. How are you, sir?
Hey, you know, there's really nothing new about using compressed natural gas in vehicles.
About using what?
That's not. Huh? Compressed what? Natural gas.
What
in
is
vehicles?
It?
Isn't that what you were talking about earlier?
Well, I know. He said there's a website called toptiergas.com that says what kind of gas you should use.
Or what kind of gasoline?
Gasoline. And so, they're stunned by brands. I didn't look it up. Let me see something. I hate to imagine how long this might take. Let me do it real fast here. Let me find Google. All right. Give me 1 second. I got to lean over. Okay. You talk. You sing or something.
Well, one thing about that is my roommate back in college demonstrated a number of times for me. You're buying at the cheapest station in town, no matter what brand it was, it's not a good idea. He had so much trouble with his fuel.
All right, here it is. Top tier gas. Gasoline retailers must meet the high top-tier standards with all grades of gasoline to be approved by the automakers as providing top-tier detergent gasoline, which nobody has ever heard of until we just heard about today. In addition, all gasoline outlets carrying the brand or the approval retailer must meet the top-tier standards. Additional gasoline retailers are added to the top-tier list as they meet the standards. The retailers known to be on the top-tier list are shown below. So here's what they say. Well, holy cow, it's everybody that sells gas. What are they talking about?
That's
76.
I don't know how much things have changed. I used to moonlight for a guy that had a tanker, and he was an independent contractor. And you go down to Wilmington and get in line down at the fueling point for tankers.
Uh-huh.
And there would be company trucks from Shell, Chevron, Unocal, all lined up in the same line I was lined up in. You know, and there was never any telling what kind of station I was going to be taking it to because he was an independent contract, independent hauler,
right,
transport.
Right.
But so I, you know, but the guy up there at the that ran the hoses swore that they no, we have different we set the valve to the different companies and it's a different mix. Yeah, right.
You know what's Yes. Now, this is interesting. You know, years ago, and this is I'll say this is a little news item from Mazda International. This is the last year Mazda's put in a rotary engine in the RX-7, and then it's going away. They're not going to put the Wankel engine anything on ever again, and which is really weird. That thing never took off, and yet it was. I had a little RX-3 station wagon years ago, and it was a great little wagon, and it went like a bat out of hell. The gas mileage wasn't great, but they didn't advertise as being great. It was about average. But the thing that was interesting about the rotary engine was they said, find the cheapest, crappiest gas you can find, which was out in Beaumont.
And it don't care, huh?
It did. Yeah, that car didn't affect it at all. It just ran smooth as a clock.
Yeah, how much oil did you use? About a couple quarts every tankful?
No. You know, here's what happened way back when with the rotary engine that went haywire. The rotary engine was so smooth, and I did it myself a couple times, that I'm going along, I look down, and there's no vibration whatsoever from that engine. I mean none. And so
yeah,
you
no
look,
reciprocating torque.
Yeah, you look down, and you find out you've got 8,000 RPMs on your tachometer. And you go, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, so what happened was a lot of people would just run the thing up until, you know, they'd run up 8,000, 9,000 RPM and do it all the time. Well, what would happen is there's a seal along each tip of the rotor. They would fry the seals after a while. So what Mazda eventually had to do was they actually had to put a, what do you call it? It's not. I have a senior moment. What do you call it when you what a governor? They had to put a governor on the engine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
So that people couldn't go and burn up the engine.
Well, I will say that the little GT, they didn't have an RX when I was around in Pasadena. I don't remember encountering RXs, but the little GT they had, the little two-door coupe thing, would run away from a '64 Falcon with a Boss 302 V8 in it.
Yeah, I bought my car in Monrovia. There was a Mazda Mazda dealer in Monrovia just down from the Nazi place.
Oh yeah.
That's where I got.
Well,
anyway.
There was a Mazda dealer in Pasadena too.
Originally I don't think so. I think when Mazda first started, you know, retailing cars, I think they just had the one in Monrovia. But anyway, it was interesting. But let me just tell you these real quick because it just is about everybody. 76 Station, Chevron, Conoco, Exxon, anything around here, Mobil, Phillips 66, Shell, Texaco. That's about all I can think of around here. Esso, in Canada. No, this is in Canada. Esso in Canada, Chevron Canada. So it doesn't matter. By the way, but I didn't even know they still had Esso gas.
Esso?
Esso.
That's the same as Exxon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like Hellman's mayonnaise. Hellman's mayonnaise on that side of the Mississippi is Hellman's, and on this side it's Best Foods.
Because I guess they didn't have an established brand name out here. What I was going to talk about, though, I think really the coming thing. It's going to be running compressed natural gas. In the first half of the 70s, when I was working for Pasadena Fire, all of our non-emergency vehicles, well, I shouldn't say all, they had to be something that had an open bed where you could put that big tank, ran on compressed natural gas. It was a big thing like a propane tank in the trunk, in the bed of the truck. And when people would ask us why, I'd go down and wipe my finger around the inside of the exhaust pipe and show it to them, and it was completely clean.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. There was a guy who owned Dolphin Pool Service that had five little Datsun pickup trucks lined up outside his warehouse thing in a fenced yard. And in the evenings, his guys would hook up their little Datsun truck to a little pump that came right off the gas meter, and it's sitting there until it tops off all five of those pickup trucks.
Interesting.
You get significant miles per dollar savings, and it's 100% clean. It is a hydrocarbon. There probably is some greenhouse gas coming out, but wiping your finger around the inside of the exhaust pipe was a real, real convincing argument.
I should probably mention. I should probably mention this as a consumer fact or just a consumer update. I just want you to know that, you know, they put a smart meter on my house here a month ago.
Oh yeah, I got one.
Okay, and my bill was the highest it's ever been.
Nice.
I'm not exaggerating.
It's not supposed to work that way.
I'm not exaggerating.
Is your meter where it can be plainly read from off your property?
Well,
could a meter reader read your meter without cutting onto your property?
Well, yeah, with binoculars.
Yeah, well, they're probably by guessing by golly. Because mine is that way too. You'd have to go to the parking lot of the medical center behind my house and look over the top of the fence, which is from that side is 8 feet tall. You know. Every once in a while, we'd get a strange bill, and my wife would call up and complain, and we found out they were doing it by guessing by golly. They were guesstimating what we needed to probably use.
Well, I wished. Now they've got a big story in the paper about people here's the thing that makes no sense. Is people that want a meter, they want their old meter back on, or they haven't had their old meter taken off, have to pay $10 a month to have it read.
Well, it is a significant expense to the gas company.
Not if the guy's looking through binoculars and guessing.
Well, yeah, in my case, they weren't looking through anything. They were just guessing.
In your case, they were just looking to see if there's a meter there.
Yeah, well, our gas bill is always higher than we think it should be, but,
I don't know. Well, our electric bill, I really mean it. Our electric bill just jumped this last time. I'm sure if I call them, they'll have an explanation, and they'll say, here's why.
I was just going to say, I wasn't even considering going over to an electric water heater or an electric stove or anything. Up in Folsom, when we lived up in Folsom, everybody had electric stoves, electric water heat, all that, because Folsom Dam is right there, and Smudge, whatever they call it, Smud. Scud. The electric rate was so unbelievably low. When we first moved up there, we were very careful because we saw the electric dryer and we saw the electric stove. We go, oh, man. And it was not bad at all. It was a heck of a lot less than we pay down here.
Everything's more expensive on the central coast of California. We don't know why. Remember back in the old days, and the old days mean the 60s and 60s, is when they started building all electric homes. Gold medallion home because it had all electricity, and for some reason that was supposed to be special, and nobody thought so even at the time. But
we got a whole bunch of those down off LOVR in that new neighborhood down by Cucaracha and all that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, but a lot of those homes were built with aluminum wiring.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of okay, unless and until the homeowner replaces switches or replaces whatever he replaces and hooks them up to the standard copper, because there's a electrolysis thing that goes on between aluminum wires and copper wires, and you don't even, it gave us job security.
Very interesting. Very interesting. One last little consumer tidbit that you know about, I'm sure, and that is also if you have a three-way light switch, they say never use a one, like a 60-watt bulb or something that's not a three-way bulb, that can cause fires.
I never heard that before.
You hadn't?
I had not heard that.
There was a display someplace at one of the electrical places, and they have a burnt lamp, and they say, this is what happens when you don't use a three-way bulb. Anyway, I got to go because I got to do the news, Gary.
You won't miss
but
them.
Thanks for calling, sir. Okay. I might one up the fireman right there. I got to find out for sure now.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Federal election commissioners say the political super PACs can and do spend and say whatever they want in support of their candidates.
How can we trust him on anything?
The new FEC report shed some light on these super PACs that can collect and spend unlimited money on political ads. They're spending almost as much as the Republican candidates' own campaigns, and much of it's coming from a handful of extremely wealthy people. They're not supposed to coordinate with candidates, but Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer notes they're run by close friends, aides, and relatives.
It doesn't pass the smell test that some of these groups aren't coordinating.
He's backing a measure to require these new ads be identified as they air to say who's paying for them. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
73 people are known dead. Helicopters are evacuating some of the 1,000 people injured in Port Said, Egypt, as fans rioted after the nation's top soccer team was upset by a cross-country rival. Reporter Edward Uranian.
Egyptian soccer fans are normally rather rowdy and rambunctious, but this got completely out of hand.
Another match in Cairo was canceled in sympathy. Angry fans there set fire to the stadium. Four radical Islamists have admitted to being inspired by Al-Qaeda and planned to bomb the London Stock Exchange, the mayor of London, two rabbis, and the American Embassy in London. British Press Association says sentencing is next week. Indiana is now a right-to-work state. No more closed union shops in the state's stores and factories.
I don't know that anyone's going to leave any unions, but they now have the right, and I think that's the American way. You have the right to decide if you want to be a part of a union or not.
State Senator Republican Carl Yoder sponsored the law. Unions responded by protesting at the state capitol. Wall Street, the Dow up 78 points. NASDAQ gained 33. A new government study puts a dollar cost on child abuse and neglect.
The financial cost associated with child abuse and neglect is staggering, a whopping $124 billion. The CDC's Curtis Florence says that breaks down to about $210,000 per victim.
That's more expensive than the costs that have been estimated for stroke, which is approximately $160,000. And it's comparable to the costs that have been estimated for type 2 diabetes.
He says the cost associated with death due to abuse or neglect is even higher. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
This one might be enough to make you want to go out and buy a metal detector.
We covered about 150 miles, and pretty much when we were just about ready to call it quits, we found it.
Greg Brooks found a sunken World War II merchant ship with an estimated $3 billion worth of platinum on it when it sank 50 miles off the coast of Maine, torpedoed by a U-boat. Engineers at Sandia National Lab have created a smart bullet. It guides on a laser beam and can make 30 corrections per second in flight. There's no hiding from it because it can literally change course faster than you can dive for cover. Think of it as a smart bomb that's fired from a rifle. This is CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Here's a bank robbery with no teeth in it.
Surveillance cameras revealed a woman who appeared to be toothless. Evelyn Fuller eventually confessed, apologized, and told police she planned the bank heist because she needed the money to buy dentures, unable to get them through welfare payments until next year. During arraignment, she told the judge that she suffers from mental health problems and lives on disability insurance benefits. Unable to post bond, Fuller says she knows God will punish her for what she did, admitting her pastor encouraged her, though, to tell the truth. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
The creator of Soul Train on TV.
We think it's one of the baddest things around.
Don Cornelius is dead. Suicide. Sarah Faden at the L.A. Police Department.
I don't know exactly if there were some family dynamics or health issues that were related to lead him to this particular moment. That will still be determined by the detectives.
Don Cornelius was 75. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
What if you served and sacrificed?
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade. Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Happy days. Hi. Happy days. We're Bill Back at Talkers Cheap Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And I'm glad you're with me today. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. And we're now squeaking towards the end of the day there. Remember Mike's Shoes? You heard about Mike's Shoes? Interesting thing. Mike sells a lot of Uggs. Uggs. They got all kinds of Uggs. I just heard a story in the news, and some school district somewhere, I don't get all the details. Some school district somewhere, they said that the kids can't wear Ugg boots to school because they can hide cell phones in. Electronic cheating. The all-new thing. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it was. I heard her looking, trying to look over at Susie's paper in elementary school. Yeah, I can't see it. All right, you're with Bill. Here's what happened. Michelle Obama, the first lady, went on Jay Leno's show, and that would have to be a thing she might regret.
Let's talk first lady of the night, shall we? Michelle Obama was on the Tonight Show, and she's talking about her workout routine.
Really?
Which I really liked. Know about in detail.
Those arms.
The right to bear arms. And then she talked about this great little anecdote about the time that Al Roker got in her way.
I usually start out with a 3-mile run. Okay. Then I do, anything from weights to a little kickboxing.
I saw you with Al Gore. I'm not Al Gore. I mean, I saw you with Al Roker.
I didn't pick him.
No. Right. It looks like... Looks like you got a little testy with Al Roker.
Uh-oh.
Show that footage. Yeah.
Are jumping jacks your exercise of choice?
You know, I do everything. I mean, jumping jacks, squats, lunges. We do a little bit of everything, a little boxing.
Does the president have to worry about the boxing part?
You know, sometimes when he sees me punching, he kind of...
What a great moment. Don't you love that? That's the problem with news. We're not allowed to edit like that. We're not allowed to make that stuff up, but that is pretty funny stuff.
That's a problem with me trying to do CNN here, Rudy, because sometimes it's visual. I apologize when it is. The first lady pretended that she knocked the guy out. How old? Okay. Matter of fact, if you go into Moe's and you're in line there, just before you get up to the counter, you'll see Al Roker and Larry and company next to with Al Roker. And so it was interesting because Larry Kowalski told me before he passed away, he said, "You have no idea how unhappy he was about taking that picture." I said, "Well, why is that? What's the deal on it?" He was not patient about the whole thing at all. And here's there's this big smiley guy. You think, whoa, he's just happy-go-lucky. Apparently, he wasn't happy or going lucky that day. Yeah, these things happen. Yeah, these things happen to people. All right, other things are going on. Let me get to this. Let me do this here. Let me get this up here. Unless we have more. See, I have electronic stuff now. I don't know how to use it or something. But I try. You know, I try to click on the right stuff and all that. This was really weird, this thing in Egypt over a soccer game. You know, we've heard about these things before in England and whatnot. 73 dead in the in Egypt soccer riot. 73 people killed. They went crazy over this soccer affair. All right, American Airlines is going to cut 1,000 jobs. They're going to cut 13,000 jobs from a staff of 88,000 as the airline emerges from bankruptcy. So that's a bunch. That's a bunch. Right. U.S. and Afghan combat in 2013, we're saying. Well, that's it. We're out of there in 2013. Let's see what that says. It's fine with me. They got the Afghanis are shooting our own soul. Our allies, such as they are shooting our troops. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta said that the U.S. and NATO will be ending their combat mission at some point next year, transitioning to a training role and letting Afghan security forces take the lead. Hopefully by mid to the later part of 2013, we'll be able to make a transition from a combat role to training and advise and assistance role, Panetta said. Last year, General John Allen, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said U.S. troops will be deployed this year within Afghanistan. Units are as advisors and trainers, reducing the direct combat role of foreign troops in the country. Afghanistan's growing security forces surpassed 305,000 and is headed toward 352,000. At the same time, the United States is withdrawing forces through 2012 and bringing the number of Americans' homes down to about 68,000 by 2012 from over 100,000. Yes, I am very glad about that. Yes, I am. All right, what else is going on here? There are other crazy stuff that's going on here in our news. Well, I'm trying to find this story, and I don't have it yet. It's not up here. Did you hear on the news, CBS News, that some guys that were exploring old, looking for ships and whatnot, they found, and I don't know if they said it was a merchant ship or a warship. It was probably a merchant ship, I'm guessing, because it was a warship. I'm sure that before the news got out of their mouths, the Navy would claim it. So I suppose it was a merchant ship, and it had, was it $50 billion of platinum, I think they said on it. 50 something. What's expensive? Back in the Second World War, platinum. What were we using platinum for? Anyway, $50 billion worth. Okay, well, that's a good thing to find. You don't find that in your backyard every day. I can tell you that. Yeah, got to get myself a sub. All right, other things are going on. Yeah, other things that are happening right here. Scorsese was honored at a festival. Director Martin Scorsese, whose Hugo is the latest plum in his career, was honored with the American Riviera Award at the 27th Santa Barbara International Film Festival down there in SB. And then this other thing with Jay Leno, First Lady Michelle Obama cajoled Jay Leno into nibbling on some fruit on the Tonight Show. He said he hadn't eaten an apple, a vegetable, since 1969, and he told the First Lady he hadn't eaten an apple since 1984. The First Lady got him to eat some. I'm not sure what that's all about. What else is going on? Paula Abdul III to exit the X Factor. That's what the X Factor was, people leaving the show. Okay, and then we had this. Okay, wait, we got this story about the dog. They wanted to name Toto, the state dog or whatever it is in Kansas, which I think is fine. And then here's the thing. This is really interesting right here. All horses traced to a mare living 160,000 years ago. They've come up with this one mare. I don't know how they did it. And how would you dispute it? You know what I'm saying? You go, are you sure? Anyway, that's what they say. This is Cornell University. Said that all the horses can be traced to one mare living 160,000 years ago. Where did it come from? And there had to be at least two to tango, right? So there had to be a he horse. Yeah. I'm having trouble with the story already. And they say they were in little groups, 83 genomes from horses across Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Americas. 18 genetic clusters suggest that horses were domesticated multiple times in different places, but they said. All right, that's what I'm telling you about the horses. I'm not sure I understand the story, but okay. All right, super PACs reveal their war chests and everything, and here's what they're saying. They had so much money that they have resistance. So, okay, other things going on. Here's another one of these mysteries of science. You thought the horse story was kind of had some horse bucking in it. Scientists mold the mystery of interstellar space. Why less oxygen? A glimpse beyond our solar system reveals that the neighborhood just outside the sun's influence is different and stranger than expected. Could have just asked Captain Kirk. You would have told him. The oddity is the amount of oxygen. There are more oxygen atoms floating freely in the solar system than in the immediate interstellar space or the vast region between stars. Scientists are unsure why, but they say it's possibly some of the life-supporting elements could be hidden in dust or ice. We discovered this big puzzle that the matter just outside of our solar system doesn't look like the material inside. The discovery came from NASA's Interstellar Boundary Explorer spacecraft, which launched in 2008 to study the chaotic boundary where the solar wind from the sun clashes with cold gases from interstellar space. It's out there circling 200,000 miles above the Earth, and it's just found this out. The presence of less oxygen outside the solar system should not have any bearing on the search for Earth-like planets. Scientists involved in the exoplanet hunt said. So, and the other thing is I didn't think there was any oxygen out there, was there? Was there I thought if once you were out in space, you took off your space helmet and you were done for. Now what do we find out now? So there's some remnant of oxygen in space? Is that the same? All right. You learn something new every day. Every darn day, right here on Talk is Cheap, we uncover the secrets of the world. And I got this guy with the children. I just can't stand it. I heard about it, so I guess we'll just mention the fact that this guy, there was a detective say the elementary school teacher told children there was a game. Once inside his third grade classroom, he blindfolded them, gagged them, and set cockroaches crawling on their faces. And then Mark Burnt photographed them, creating hundreds of images that would eventually lead to his arrest. So these are what do you call them? Bondage photos, they were considered. So there was like, you know, he's the $2.3 million bail was set. That's just good. All right, and the underwater search for the 16 missing people on the Costa Concordia has ended. They just say there's no chance the whole island will be alive. So they're still going to search some of the upper hole and see if they can find anybody, at least their bodies, I suppose. And then this is so typically military, I'm afraid to say. So this was no surprise at all when I read this. Probe reveals that Air Force punished whistleblowers. Workers at Dover raised concerns that remains were mishandled. Officials at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, the entry point for the nation's war dead, retaliated against four employees after they raised concerns about the mishandling of service members' remains, according to an independent agency that investigates whistleblower complaints from the federal government. Agency, the Office of Special Counsel, delivered a 39-page report to the Air Force on Monday detailing what it called reprisals against the four employees over a 17-month period between 2009 and 2010. You know, the military, I don't know what military think is when it comes to just trying to cover up everything that goes wrong. You know, just, it never seems to work, number one. And number two, it's dishonest. So I don't get it. I don't get it. There it is every day. The biggest cover-up of all time that I can think of, that I can remember, one of the biggest cover-ups was in the Navy. Remember when they, was it Reagan, who reactivated the Missouri, the USS Missouri? It was Reagan, it was for the Gulf War, it was after Reagan. Anyway, the USS Missouri was recommissioned, and they got it back in shape. And I remember there was a big explosion in one of the main guns, the 16-inch guns. And they made up this story about a sailor who was homosexual, was unhappy, he was in the gun mount, something went wrong, he did something. It was like, you have to be kidding. Then they found out it was all just baloney. You know, somebody screwed up. I was like, okay, thank you. Other people in the news. Okay, Catholic Healthcare, which that's not, they're calling, not called that now, right? We don't know what to call them. So the Tribune's call them Catholic Healthcare, or they call them CHC. But, you know, we know what that stands for. But anyway, $7.5 million medical clinic in Napomo breaks ground. So they're breaking ground on a place to take your money in Napomo, so you don't have to go all the way to Santa Maria to have them take it. All right. Other things are going on in our world. Here's that story I was telling you. State regulators to vote today on smart meters. If PG&E customers win the right to opt out of getting devices, it could cost them. Now, I think you can opt out if you already have one in. First, you have to pay a $75 fee and a monthly charge of $10. Low-income people would pay an initial fee of $10 and then a monthly charge of $5. The fees to cover installing analog meters on homes that have smart meters but want to switch back, as well as the labor costs of paying workers to read the analog meters each month. It's unclear how many of the PG&E's more than $6 million customers will pay to keep their old meters. Many smart meter opponents fiercely oppose having to pay to keep analog meters. Others say they cannot afford the fees. So they're saying it's a rip. Like, if you keep the meter you have, well, how can they charge you $75? You know, can I be honest with you? That's a rip. There's no question about it. That's a rip. You don't have to get, you don't already have your old meter, your analog meter. And so now they say, oh, you don't want one? It's going to cost you $75. Now, why does the PUC allow such things? Okay. Now, there's people that claim that they're worried about the emissions from the smart meter, and I'm not concerned about them when I have attention, but I'm concerned with the fact that all of a sudden my bill is bigger than it's ever been before. Now, this is when you're doing the same old things you always do. You know, it's not like you said, well, I left this on for, you know, days at a time or, you know, somehow. There's nothing out of the ordinary that happened. Although, we did have a lot of cold mornings, so the heater was on. Yeah, I can stand 68, 69, you know, but when it gets down there, it's 64, 63, 62 in your house, you know. You can see your breath in the bathroom. Not good. Not good. It's too hard to take a shower. Other people in the news today. Other things are going on. I'm going to get some other letters and stuff. This is really, park closure would harm, not help. Tiny savings from shuttering 70 state parks isn't enough to justify broad-reaching action. This is according to the Tribune. And you know, because one of the ones they were talking about in the paper the other day was Maura Strand. And it is really weird that I don't see any reason that makes any sense in the whole wide world while either groups or municipalities or organizations or whatever can't take over running a park. But, you know, I don't understand that at all. Other people are in the news today. Politicians use power to fix the ballot game. So they're this is Dan Walters talking about redistricting, which we, of course, found out that Sam Blakeslee kept his promise and said, forget it. They're going to go with this crazy program. I'm not in there. All right, other people in the news. Well, I'm glad Richard Moore, I thought, wrote a good letter because, you know, here you have the big talk in the stock market, of course, is in the money markets is the initial public offering of Facebook, and it could be one of the biggest there ever has been, you know, in the billions of dollars. Now, so, but here's what Richard's making the point: the time that money is made is when it's initially offered. That's the time that money changes hands, in the sense of money changes hands, and the fact that it goes to the company. After that, people that trade in stocks, I mean, it's basically like a poker game. There's no difference in the stock market between, you're just betting that somebody's going to want your stocks down the road, and they're going to want them for more than you paid for them. That's it, you know. By themselves, they don't mean squat. They don't. The company doesn't generate jobs from it. You know, if people get the idea that, oh, we generate jobs, people, you know, because the stock market's active, it doesn't generate jobs. And then we have the political letters are starting right now, and so I'm just going to try to avoid them. As much as I can for now. Yeah, we'll get to him. I'm saying we won't get to him at some point, but right now I'm not in the mood. That's all I'm saying right there. I'm in the mood for some nice music.
KYNS with Stephanie Miller, mornings,
and Carol,
afternoons.
I have no idea where it came from. None. Absolutely zero.
Times are tough. I bet 100 advertising people have knocked on your door. Bill Benica has been broadcasting through the tough times and the good times on the Central Coast for 35 years. Bill's Talk is Cheap came on the air about 15 years ago. A dozen of Bill's sponsors have been with Bill the entire time, and some for 5 to 10 years prior to that. Like his sponsors, Talk is Cheap listeners are the most loyal in the San Luis Obispo County. Bill is the only recipient of a New Times Best Of Award for local advertising. These tough times have opened up space for new sponsors on Talk is Cheap. In addition, Bill's alliance with CalCoastNews.com brings new, never-before-offered packages that can inform your loyal customers and a broad base of new customers. Call Katie at 786-2570 and leave a callback number. Leave your message at 786-2570. It can truly be better with Bill Benica's Talk is Cheap and CalCoastNews.com. Call today.
That's a good idea. Call today. Advertise, for gosh sakes, would you? All right. You're a Bill. This is Talk of Sheep, your Friends and Neighbors Network. And somebody said that didn't make sense, but I've been doing Talk of Sheep for 15 years, but I was on the radio for 20 years before that here in San Luis Obispo, and then for a couple of years before that elsewhere. So, you know, I'm crusty. That's what basically we're saying, but it's worth advertising. And we can get in on the Karen Vealey thing and calculusnews.com. I think it's a good deal. I think it's a bargain at twice the price. All right, other things are going on. Other things that are going on. All right, but anyway, it's doing funny things. All right, let's see if this one works out better for us. What's this story? Muppets fire backs at Fox News. Let's see how this one works out.
The Muppets.
Go ahead. It started. Then you stop.
It all started with this segment on Fox Business Channel slamming the new Muppets.
Do you understand that I'm going through anarchy of some kind here? The computers are all picking on me for reasons I can't understand. I'm getting out of this. I'm not doing the Muppets because there's anarchy. And I'm getting out of that right there. And then let's see if I have any chance the whole wide world are recovering from this mess, which I would hope I can. All right, I'm a chance it. Okay, I got a chance right there. Okay, here we go. I don't mind. I used to get embarrassed and stuff, but now there's no point in getting embarrassed because I realize it has nothing to do with me. I used to think, well, you just keep making these mistakes, but I didn't do anything. I didn't mind my own business. And all of a sudden, the thing started playing music. This computer over here decided to throw in some kind of a liner. So what are you going to do? Enjoy. That's all. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this kind of stuff. All right, let's see what else is going on. Here we have another thing. You know, we got a lot of weird stuff going on in the Central Coast. I don't know what's going on. Here is a aide out in Lillian Larson School in San Miguel who was accused of, she's not very old, how old is she? 20 years old, huh? Anyway, she was accused of having sex with a 14-year-old. Why? What? I don't, anyway, so there's a. It's no sense in getting into it. All right, let's see what else is going on. State waivers on future of closed correctional facility. California may still turn into reentry facility for prisoners, but some say a city should get the property. Make sure when you say city should get the property, you don't mess that up. The city should get the property. I don't know why, really. I'm a little confused about the state's intentions, said Frank Meacham, county supervisor and former Paso Robles mayor. He said he hopes the governor doesn't plan to leave it as a big white elephant gathering weeds and dust. Well, that would make sense, that's for sure. Plans to use some of the 160-acre property as a transition spot for the reentry of state prisoners into society had already begun to slow last year, in part because of the governor's realignment plan, which basically threw everybody in county jails. Okay. So what happens to people with our utes? There are utes when they do something wrong. Do we have enough room down here by the sheriff's department in Kansas Avenue? I thought the reason we had this up here was we didn't have enough place for the utes who were doing bad things. I don't know. Other people in the news. Other people that have. There's other people that are talking about whatever they're talking about. Oh, here's more people are dying and stuff. Here's two people that died. All in the Family director John Rich dies, and actor who was Mr. Pitt on Seinfeld dies. He was a very well-known actor for years. And he's Elaine's boss. Anyhow, English guy. I'm not going to read the whole thing at all, but Lon Allen did about the colony at Tesker. It says, too much emphasis on self-esteem. About 20 years ago, I complained editorially that a stepchild of mine, who I think was in the fourth grade, was getting presents for doing her schoolwork. In reality, I think the teacher had a box of treats or toys or something. Anyway, they could pull out a tiny trinket that it didn't cost much. But I argued that the treat for turning in your work should have been not flunking the fourth grade. The teacher argued that the incentive helped the children do their work and that it was good for their self-esteem. Now, didn't they just have a study about this? It said that hollow praise is actually not helpful at all. And kids different kids react to it different ways. and none of them very well, to tell you the truth. And so they say the kids that perform, you know, remember the kids that were the smart kids? You know, the ones you got in fights with? The smart kids, they stay smart. They just are happy to get an A on their test, and they just keep going along. Just trying to bribe. Heavens knows, they tried to bribe me. It didn't work at all. I enjoyed the bribes, though. Harris Oaks is going to close three banks. Morro Bay Branch is among those to be shuttered as parent company improves profitability and aims to grow elsewhere. That's the second time we've used the word shuttered today. I haven't noticed that. And Cal Poly has this new building going up. You know, California doesn't have any money, but they keep charging the kids more and more dough to go to school. So I guess that makes sense. This is, they got $20 million in private donations, though. So, okay, fine. Yeah, it's $132 million facility, though. $132 million. They got $20 million and saying that's a lot left over then. That's a lot left over. As in, you know, $112 million. Okay. Other things happened. Okay. Oh, there was a story here I was going to tell you. I don't know where I saw it. City's almost free of segregation. Black ghettos are shrinking. All white enclaves effectively extinct, what they're saying. Same, and here, there was a study. They had something they were going to do, a study. What the heck was it they were going to do here? They were going to have a black something here on the Central Coast. I forget where I saw it. Anyway, there's two black people in San Luis Obispo, and they both work at this radio station, just so you know. That's I just want you to know. So if you're wondering, you know, are there any black people all in San Luis Obispo when you've been hunting for them? They're here by the airport. Other things are going on. This is kind of good news, I suppose. You never can tell if it's good news or bad news. You think it's good news, but maybe it's bad news. I can't tell. In bone dry Mexico, lack of rain erodes marijuana and opium trade. Now, isn't that supposed to be good? Okay, well, there it is then. All right. And Syria, street war escalates. They got so many people killed there. And then everybody goes around trying to explain why we don't do in Syria what we did in Libya. You know, everybody at the UN, they're saying, well, because it's like, you know, please. And so the nail in the coffin they want to kind of put on the embargo is going to be denied by Russia, as we talked about on Monday. So that's not going to work. Other than that, we're doing good. Other people that are in the news and why they're there. That's an ugly story, too. Here's another story about the snakes. Pythons are eating their way through the Everglades. It's not funny. They're eating old guys. All the little animals are going away. All right. Buffett bill sets tax rate for the rich. The Buffett bill, Democratic Senator's legislation, would require the wealthy to pay at least the rate of middle class people. There's nobody left in middle class, but, you know, if there was. Democratic senators announced Monday that they would introduce legislation this week codifying President Barack Obama's principle that the super rich should pay at least the tax rate of middle class workers. But we're going to get back into this on what? You know, on just federal taxes, but then you take somebody like, here's the rule. The legislation would require those who earn more than $1 million to pay at least 30% of their income in federal taxes. It has three Senate co-sponsors so far, but none in the House. There's lots of ways of looking at all this, to tell you the truth. So then you have a situation where you do pay 30%, but not on capital gains, and so you take Mitt Romney, who makes all of his money on capital gains, and he pays 15% thereabouts. Well, that rule's not going to change. You know, that rule's not going to change at all. We're back to this thing about it helps. It's an incentive. It helps job creation. You know, it's this horse pucky idea that if the rich have money that they put in their own pocket, somehow they're going to do something with it. It's not true. Mitt Romney is fired more people than he's hired. You know, in his roles. So it's like that doesn't make any sense. Then the other question you have to ask yourself is this. You see here, it's like the elephant on the table. So the rich have to pay 30% just like the middle class. Now that's 30% in income tax. That has nothing to do with all the other taxes that you pay. You know? So then you ask, the question should be asked, you know, really, Is that reasonable that everybody pays 30%? Should we be paying 30%? I'm saying we should have a use tax, you know, have a federal sales tax. That shouldn't be anywhere near 30%. It doesn't need to be. Here's a surprise. Federal employees take home more pay. The compensation is 16% more than in the private sector. Really? We didn't know that here in San Luis. Some state lawmakers want to ask voters to revise California's three strikes laws as a way to reduce prison sentences and save money on corrections, but they're having a hard time getting the issue through the legislature because everybody wanted to pass the three strikes law to get the schmoes off the street. State water officials say recent storms have not made up for the year's dry winter. You know, I guess we need to be told everything. I'm just going to leave it at that. I finally realized why they tell us that, because I guess we have to be told everything, because otherwise we couldn't possibly realize what it is that we don't realize. See any rain in the forecast? Yeah, me neither. You know, this is the 1st of February. Does that mean anything? please. All right, let me see what else is in the news here. Here it was right here. Our woman gave 13 pounds, 13 ounces. That's closer to 14 pounds. That's a scary thing right there. 0.1% of all newborns weigh more than 11 pounds at birth. Okie dokie. Ow. Other things going on. And now when you go to your favorite McDonald's, you know, it's going to get a makeover. You're still eating a Big Mac. How nice does it have to look to eat that? You know, I just soon have Ronald standing there in the funny colored seats and all that stuff, and now they're doing makeovers and, you know. And from what I can tell, on the inside of the lampshades, they have pictures of vegetables, which is supposed to, I think, you know, have the impression that McDonald's is trying to push healthy food. And they could have paintings of tomatoes and whatnot on the wall. That would work. You know, things like that. Rutabaga. Whatever it is. All right. Pep Boys, Manny Moe and Jack, an auto parts chain founder more than 90 years ago, has agreed to be taken private by the investment firm the Gores Group for $791 million. The $15 per share offer is a 24% premium to Pep Boys, closing price on Friday. So there you go. So the Manny Moe and Jack, they won't be around anymore. Well, maybe they will be. They'll just rename them, you know, after the people that bought them. You know, Bob, Terrell, Ted, and Alice, whatever. Other people in the news. Okay, other things. Income rises, but not spending. And here's the thing. They had another fact in the paper. They said most people could not survive 3 months after if they were fired. Not the way things are going right now. No. That's, you know, this is, they said, three out of ten Americans could not afford to survive for 3 months if they were fired. So that's why the income may be rising a little bit. More people saved last month, raising demand concerns. So the problem with that is, so here you're trying to save enough money so that in case you do get laid off and you have to survive for 3 months, you can do it. And yet now you're screwing up the economy. You can't win, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You can't win. Now, this is an interesting thing that I thought I should share with you, because I don't often share these things, but Steve Alexander does the tech Q&A, and he had an interesting thing here. Facebook's about to, you know, go public, and it's going to be worth billions of dollars and all that. Okay, here's here was a question that he asked, and then this was the answer. This is really kind of sad. My daughter, who passed away on August 10th of 2011, was a very active Facebook member. My husband and I were leaving her page open and were managing her account with her password. But my niece contacted Facebook without obtaining permission from us and requested that my daughter's Facebook page be placed in memorial status. She was able to do this without knowing my daughter's Facebook password. Facebook just told her to submit a copy of my daughter's obituary. Facebook claims to be all about the security and privacy of their users, so why would they let just anyone without a password request to change another Facebook user's account? I have contacted Facebook twice about this situation. I received was an automated response that one page has been placed in memorial status. It cannot be changed back. What can we do? And so the guy says, nothing. I'm sorry for your loss. When I tried to get an answer to your question, I also got no response from Facebook. That's it. Okay. Here's another of these headlines, you know, okay, because we have to know everything. You know, we have to be told everything, otherwise we might not figure it out for ourselves. So here's one. Personal attacks may hurt eventual nominee. Yeah, I don't suppose, do you? You don't suppose that would be true? Why would it hurt, you think? Okay, why would you accuse about that? Oh, so Lois Katz was in the area, too, and she was talking about farm bills with locals and providing support during disasters, including drought, were three of the issues raised on Monday during a local discussion on the next federal farm bill. Representative Lois Katz of Santa Barbara met with local farmers and ranchers, Cal Poly students and faculty, and farm organizations to hear about their concern and input on a massive piece of legislation that set farm and food policy. They also said, and they said in the news, they said beef prices are going to go up because they've been having to feed the, they've got no rain, they had no grass, so they've got no grass in the rain, so they've been feeding the cattle corn, and they're ready to pop, and so are the prices of meat, apparently. So that's, I'm really always sorry to hear about that. Always depressed to hear meat prices going up. It bums me out. The people in the news, everything that are going on. You know, they had this people, this family, this husband, wife, and son that were found guilty of murdering their three daughters, you know, and sister, but the three daughters, by pushing their car into a canal. And it was, they said it was an honor killing because they were acting too Western, even though they live here. You know, so now you got this other crazy story about a husband killed his wife who bore a girl, Afghan police say. This is in Kabul. So an Afghan woman has been strangled to death by her husband, who was upset that she gave birth to a second daughter rather than the son he wanted. It was the latest in a series of grisly examples of subjugation of women that have made headlines in Afghanistan in the past few months, including a 15-year-old tortured and forced into prostitution by in-laws and a female rape victim who was imprisoned for adultery. Remember that one? The episodes have raised the question of what will happen to the push for women's rights in Afghanistan as the international presence here shrinks, along with the military drawdown. But you can kind of see what's going, where it's going to go. Do you ever just stop sometimes? You're reading the paper, you're watching the television news, you're doing whatever you do. Do you ever sometimes just stop and say, I am so glad this is where I was born. I'm so lucky that I was born. It was all luck, as far as I know. Then they trace it back with a horse or something. I'm saying it wasn't lucky. It was destined to happen. I'll find out. But anyway, that's how I feel sometimes. It's just absolutely insane sometimes. President Barack Obama on Monday ordered the use of drones to strike suspected terrorists in Pakistan and elsewhere, saying the clandestine program was kept on a very tight leash and enabled the United States to use pinpoint targeting to avoid more intrusive military action. Obama, in an unusually a candid public discussion of the Central Intelligence Agency's covert program, said the drone strikes had not inflicted huge civilian casualties. We are very careful in terms of how they've been applied. The president made the remarks and answered the question posed by people during a live web interview sponsored by Google, the search media site Google Plus, the search media site of Google. Right, so that's interesting. What was that kind of about? But he's just saying, sorry, we didn't use this thing. And then here's another one, these crazy, weird, insane things that happens in Europe all the time. A severe and snowy cold snap across central and eastern Europe has left at least 36 people dead, cut off power to towns, and snarled traffic. The part of Europe is not unusual to cold, but the current freeze, which spread to most of the region last week, came after a period of relatively mild weather. They were shocked when temperatures in some parts plunged Monday to minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. Minus 4. And 18 of those who died were homeless people in Ukraine. In Poland, 10 people froze to death. So it's just, you know, and sometimes that cold thing swoops down into England and all that and gets the people there. So it's It's a thing to be avoided if all possible.
Oh,
have a dandy rest of the Wednesday, and we'll get together again tomorrow at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The bankruptcy.